So welcome everyone to the first PR Works podcast. We call it Business Way Outside the Box. I'm your host, Steve Dubin from PR Works. I founded this firm approximately 30 years ago, and we are a full service PR firm based in America's hometown, Plymouth, Mass. And our guest today is Brad White. Thank you so much, Brad, for making time in your busy schedule for us. Please give us a quick bio on what we should know about you.
Well, Steve, first, thanks so much for having me on your inaugural show. Happy to be aboard, and so nice to see you via Zoom. So my name is Captain Brad White, and I am from the town of Scituate, currently reside for the last 30 years in Marshfield. And I went to school at Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts, then off to Ithaca College in New York with a degree in management. And for almost two decades, I worked as the director of business development for the multinational firm called the Sharper Image Company. And I enjoyed doing that. And back in 2005, I purchased a nice new boat to me and had some fun, got my captain's license, studied for that, qualified for a 100-ton master license captain, which means I can take 400 or 500 people out. And I was doing a tuna charter for fun one day, and the fellow said, "Hey, can you scatter my uncle's cremated remains?" I said, "Sure." So we went out and didn't know really how to do it, just kind of wung it, and the family knew that. And all of a sudden, it was so beautifully done with such great, I guess you client would call it very proper. It grew. It grew from 1 to 20 to 2,000. And now New England Burials at Sea was born back in 2006. We have about 280 different domain names that roll up to New England Burials at Sea. For instance, California Burials at Sea, Texas Burials at Sea. And we operate now out of 76 different ports on both coasts. And we have 86 different vessels that we use. We don't own them. We own a few, but we don't own all of them. And we typically can take a group size of usually from 1 to 12 to 20 people. So what will happen is people will find us online through newenglandburialsatsea.com, and they don't know what to ask, where to go, how to do it. And from the first phone call to when we tie up at the dock, we're with them every step of the way. So we do scatterings at sea for cremated family folks and full body burials at sea. We were asked back in the year 2009 many, many times, "Can you do a full body burial at sea?" And I kept saying no. And we're not in the business to say no. And we offer a real high-end white glove customer service. So what I did is I went to the Boston Public Library and studied what happened back to the War of 1812. And we actually replicate that. Everything we do is authentic. You don't have to be in the military. By the way, we service folks, 80% of our folks are civilians, 20% are military. And we figured out how to do a full body burial at sea. And I'll explain that in a few moments of how we do that. So we specialize in scatterings at sea, full body burials at sea. We work with all the militaries, and we work with the FBI and the CIA and the Secret Service, because they use us, because we don't cut any corners and we do it properly. And that's what people want and expect.
Great. Well, Brad, so far this is the easiest interview I've ever done. So part of the information you sent me was that burials at sea are by far nothing new. And in particular, there've been a handful of celebrities who have been either scattered at sea or buried at sea, from Rock Hudson to, it goes on from there. Can you talk a little bit about sort of the legacy of being buried at sea, either anywhere from the celebrities to maybe other specific groups that are drawn to it?
Sure, you bet. Well, burials at sea go back 300 years. So what I did is I took out the non-operating manual, because the Coast Guard and the Navy and nobody really could tell you what to do and how to do it. And we brushed the dust off and really gussied it up and made it really nice. It's a final ceremony tribute to folks, because, you know, many times people will be in a hospice or in their hospital room and saying, "You know, I really love the ocean and I'd like to be back in the sea." You know, the oceans cover 75% of the planet. And our body's made up of 75% water, and that's quite coincidental. So we cater to every creed and culture, people that are agnostics. We have a whole Hindu program, and everybody comes to us. It makes no difference, white, black, brown. everybody loves the ocean. There are over 175 million Americans that live within 10 miles of the water. So there's a huge gravitational pull. And say, for instance, you were born and grew up in Boston and you retired at Tucson. When that person passes away, they always come home, whether it's Maine or Massachusetts or the Outer Banks or Florida. So their family would like to have a nice final send-off that, you know what? Frankly, it's beautiful, honorable, memorable, and really affordable. We're about one-third the price of a traditional funeral. We're not funeral directors. We're licensed captains and business people. We don't purport to be a funeral director. But I'll tell you, we've had some very famous people on. We've had astronauts we've taken out. We had the fellow that was on the original Thomas Crown Affair with Paul Newman, politicians, many of the folks that come out with us. They have one common thread, no matter what they've done in their lifetime, how smart they are or how hard they are working on the production line, they all love the ocean. So I have found that when we have a kind of a super beautiful theatrical event at sea that the family helps co-author, it gives us all A's. They love it. They write us in 2 weeks and we're serving their grandfather. Then they come back in a few years, for dad, and then maybe a brother. So many times we've had people use us 2 and 3 times over.
Great. And you have, from the initial seed of your own boat, now you have boats all over both East and West Coast. What percentage of those do you actually do yourself versus some of the other captains that you work with?
I do as many as I can. I'm at sea about 300 times a year. Wow. And we have 8 of me now, captains in Seattle, the Pacific South, down in the San Diego area, Florida, New York. I've got a captain right now in school because we have a tuition reimbursement program because we're always looking for good people that are compassionate. And we have a nice tuition reimbursement program where we send them to school and then they come back and they work with us as captains. But what's different about us than somebody else that maybe tries to do this is that we're there every step of the way because there's so many different variables. Wind and weather and tide and cleanliness, attentiveness, people, moods, different types of mourning. Many times we take out grandpa. So, we're all expected to hopefully live a good, long, fruitful life. But if some youngster was taken away in a tragic car crash at 17 years of age, that's a different type of event. So what we've found is that we listen, we perform to that, and you have to be very agile to be able to change depending upon weather or an equipment situation or Aunt Mary got seasick. So we have to dial in about 1,000 different points and the customer only sees about 20 of them.
Okay. Yeah. And so you alluded to dusting off the footprint of how to do this. In you're being a bit modest. You actually help draft some of the standards that are now used by a variety of groups, including funeral directors, when they refer business to you.
We sure have, Steve. What I did is I created our own operating manual with a lot of points of best methods, best practices, and what not to do. And that then rolled into a program that I developed called the Sea Burial Certification Program, where we go out actually to the funeral homes, to the funeral associations where they might have 200 funeral directors to get their continuing education credits. And we train them. There's a 70-minute training classroom with PowerPoint. And we have a show and tell, which I'll show you today, a few of the products that we show and how to use. And then we have a quiz. And the quiz has been stamped of approval from a number of different funeral schools and universities. And what's good about that is they've taken the questions that I have created the proper answer to, and they've dialed it into the federal national funeral boards so that people know that you don't use plastic and you have to go at least 3 miles to sea and you have to be for a full body burial at least 600 feet of water depth, make sure the propellers aren't turning and you're in neutral and all of the things that go into the legality because we actually report up to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and we pull a permit for each and every event that tells the EPA how many passengers we had aboard, the boat name, the family name, the funeral home name, the latitude and the longitude coordinate. And they want to know because they statistically track that. So we're the largest provider right now in the United States for both coasts, and we're proud of that. We worked really hard to do that. So now the funeral schools call us and ask us to get on a reservation wait list so we can get to their location where they bring in 10 or 15 of their funeral directors. Because in America, there are 22,000 funeral homes, of which 2,000 are owned by a public company called Dignity. And all the other ones are independent. They're owned by a family, maybe second, third, fourth generation, and they might have five or six or seven locations. So what we do is we bring all those folks into one training session on a Wednesday, usually at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we talk, and you know what? The 90 minutes turns into 3 hours because there's always so many questions. So we're proud of the Sea Burial Certification Program.
Great. Well, congratulations on that. And why don't you show us some of the items that you you have that give us a better sense of how it all comes together?
Okay, so let's first talk about the event. So somebody makes a reservation with us for June 1st, and Grandpa was in the military, in the Marine Corps. So what we do is we arrange for the Marine Corps to come. All we need is the family's, or the fellow's DD-214, which is his discharge paper, and his social security number to get the flag from the Postal Service. And there's no charge for any of that. We do that as a free optional add-on. They come and they unfold, fold, and present the flag to the family while sounding taps. And then we read what the 13 folds of the flag means, because nobody knows what they mean. And then we talk about what taps means. So that all takes about 12 to 15 minutes. And then we board the folks, we do a safety brief, and we head 3 miles out to sea, because that's the regulation. We can't be in rivers, lakes, or streams. And we often get asked, can we do Long Island Sound? And the answer is no. We explain the reason. And then we go on the other side of Long Island, or we go up out of Northern Connecticut, for instance. And we head 3 miles out, we anchor up the vessel, shut the engines down, and we then ask if everybody's ready. And we have a nice sea tribute that can include some readings and some music. And then the family takes turns scattering their loved ones' cremated remains in a rose petal field. They bring the roses, or we supply them for them, creates a big rose petal field. And then we raise a Burgee flag. A Burgee flag is a yacht flag. This is a custom one. It has 8 stars on it to indicate the 8 bell end of watch blessing. And we ring a bell 8 times as a final farewell. We fly that Burgee in the person's honor, and then we give that to them. And then we circle the flower field and we fire off the ship's cannon as a final farewell, play a couple of their favorite songs, and then we come in. And that takes about 2.25 hours. And then the family will receive from us a nice certificate that looks like this, that has, it's embossed and it has the exact latitude and longitude of where we were. And they get 6 of these suitable for framing. And my name is on there. I'm not a customer yet, but I had to fill something in. So that's called a sea burial certificate. And then when we do a scattering, we can either, and I suggest and encourage folks to scatter from the temporary urn that comes from the crematory, because it's simple and it's free. Sometimes though, folks would like to use an urn, an environmentally friendly, ocean friendly urn. So what we recommend are the pillow urns. And they look like this. Now, this has got plastic on it because it protects from the oil from your fingers. But it's called a pillow urn, and the cremated remains go right inside. And then we put some flowers in, and it becomes, if properly packed, which is what we do, and we try to encourage funeral directors to follow the directions, then we the family deploys this, and it will bobble around for 4 to 6 minutes, and then it will gently sink. What's nice about that is that's the last memory the family will have. There's nice music playing, there's flowers. Seagulls, we often see whales and dolphins, and it's pretty incredible when we get out there. And the families, and the person's cremated remains will travel. So they leave our point of deployment and they head up to, for instance, on the East Coast, to Maine and Canada, over to the United Kingdom, around Europe, down past Africa. Then they catch the Gulf Stream and they come back. So families get great comfort knowing their loved one is traveling the ocean currents with that wildlife forever. And you often feel a pause at the end of the event where they say, you know, I was able to take Uncle Chuck out and grant his final and last wish. And what's interesting is that our events at sea give families really the healing process to get closure. And getting closure is very important, because sometimes we have folks that have dad, what happens is somebody dies and the cremated remains go on the mantle at home for a year. Then they get relegated to the sports closet behind the golf bag. And then we get the phone call. Or people move around a lot. Maybe they haven't done something for 20 years and they absolutely want to do something because they want to put a period, a punctuation point at the end of their loved one's life. And that's what we're able to offer them. Now, when we do a full body burial, that's quite different, because we have to go in the Northeast, 40 miles offshore, New York, almost 100 miles, Florida, just 8, because the continental shelf comes in and goes out. So we have to get to that 600-foot watermark. And we typically get to 700 to 1,000 feet because depth is our friend. But we don't use caskets. And this was my trouble early on in 2009 when we started to develop that part of the program, is that because they don't biodegrade, they're not ocean friendly. And for instance, in New Jersey, they use retired rail cars for structure for fish because it's very good to propagate fish. The ocean currents break apart those rail cars. So just imagine if you put a casket in the water, whether it's metal or wood, it can move and it can move. We don't want that to happen. When you go to the water, you become part of the planet again. That's what we offer. So what I develop with the Navy is a burial shroud. This is just a miniaturized version so I can show you, but it's made of a cotton canvas duck. And on the back, there are grommets to let air and gases out and sea life in to do what sea life does. And this totally is bio-friendly. It's organic cotton and it totally disintegrates. And the only thing left are the cannonballs that go into this pocket right here. We use 4 cannonballs, 37 and a half pounds each, smelted at the same factory that is makes cannonballs for Old Ironsides, which is the oldest commissioned warship on the planet. So everything we do is authentic. And people like the full body burial program because they don't want to be in the ground, they don't want to be cremated, and they'd like to be part of the planet. So those bodies are not embalmed. The funeral director comes aboard with us, and they totally direct everything as we go to sea, and then we run the event at sea, and the family gets a chance to write messages on the burial shroud. They put the cannonballs in. We also videotape this from different camera angles so they can see it because it happens quickly. A body going overboard with 150 pounds goes very quickly. And then it sinks on the bottom floor. We actually now have video technology where we put a camera right here, the size of a Monte Cristo cigar. It's wide angle, waterproof, and high definition. And it sees what the body sees going down, and you hear the gurgling of the water and you see fish. And we only have light for about 100 feet. But as soon as that a burial shroud hits the bottom of the ocean floor, we jig it up. It's on a fishing rod line, and we reel it in, take the camera chip out, plug it into a computer, and the family can see right then and there their loved one's last and final trip.
Well, it sounds like you've thought of most of the details, and you're smart enough to listen to your customers and be aware of their additional needs. Can you tell us just one of your really triumphant moments, one of the better customer stories?
I sure can. On our first scattering at sea, we really didn't know how or where or how to even do it. So as I mentioned earlier, we spent some time with the family, put together a nice little prayer program. And I wanted to play some music, and all I had on was U2. So we played a great U2 song, and that was the birth of our whole program. And we just keep improving it every single time we go out. But one thing that's pretty common that I like to do, and I had it here it is we always like to tell folks why we're there so the families know. And one thing good about the Honor Guard program, if they come, is that the grandchildren can see what grandpa earned. But I always read this small excerpt from John F. Kennedy because it really is poignant and it means a lot. And I'd like to read it here if I can.
Please do.
I really don't know why it is that all of us are so committed to the sea, except I think it is because in addition to the fact that the sea changes and the light changes and the ships change, it's because we all came from the sea. And it is an interesting biological fact that all of us have in our veins the exact same percentage of salt in our blood that exists in the ocean. And therefore we have salt in our blood, in our sweat, and in our tears. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or to watch it, we're going back to from whence we came. John F. Kennedy. And I can tell you one thing, when I read that and finish that, there isn't a dry eye in the house because it's meaningful.
That's great, Brad. Well, so that sort of brings us to the end of our interview. Thank you very much. I think you were very thorough. How do people reach out to you to talk to you about arrangements?
Well, Steve, thanks for having me aboard. And it's always a pleasure to work and talk with you. Folks can find us online at newenglandburialsatsea.com. That's newenglandburialsatsea.com. Or our toll-free number that works nationwide is 877-897-6 7700. I'll repeat that, 877-897-7700. And what I really strongly encourage your viewing audience to do, if they have an interest in what we do, is to check out our website. It is robust, chock full of great facts, figures, what to do, what to expect, what not to do. And would be happy to have you come aboard to help you with the final chapter in life for one of your loved ones. And also, many times people come back a year later for a memorial cruise, which is half price.
Great. Well, thanks, Brad. That brings us to another exciting, or actually our first exciting conclusion to our episodes. Business way outside the box with PR Works. If you feel that your company is unusual or conducts business in an unusual way, please connect with us at www.prworkzone.com. And again, Brad, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Stay healthy.
Take care. Bye-bye.